Microphone check 1 2 1 2. We compete. Whether it's for first chair in the orchestra pit or for an academic scholarship, we compete. We compete over who has the fastest car and the whitest teeth, the biggest feedlot farm, the most nuclear arms, the skinniest waist, the most beautiful face. We compete. We compete until somebody wins. We compete until somebody is beaten down. We compete for higher ground. So we beat each other over and over and over. And our children learn each day as they grow older that in order to be successful, you must step into the ring. You gotta tap gloves, fight to the finish. You gotta compete. You gotta beat, endure, and diminish others. Whether it's for an oil pipeline or a stuffed animal at the fair, put this mentality into a country of people. And we'll blow up our neighbors. We'll call it justified warfare. But what if we won when all is said and done? A piece of land through the barrel of a gun? What if we won when we're considered celebrities? A little gold star that all the crowds will see as it glitters on the sidewalk in the afternoon sun? Or better yet, that same gold star pinned on your son's military uniform's lapel. Or an official piece of paper framed and hung on your office wall for all to see, for all to tell. Who is the greatest, the tallest, the strongest, the toughest, most successful of them all? And as we win, what do we lose? As we beat others down, do you think we really rise? As we infect our thinking with this need to compete and win, when we feed this disease, who dies? As we win, what do we lose? As we win, what do we lose? You choose.
So much.